Michael Dieker alongside Ken Hansen, just about ready to get underway here in the nightcap. It'll be Blake Skowski versus Isaac Higdon. Higdon, 5'7", Skowski, 6'6". Ball's in the air from the official. One by Skowski into the hands of Truman Bailey. Eagles going right to left on their radio dial. Wearing their home whites, Obi across the chest in a green number. Garrett Cole, nice cut by Truman Bailey, finds the pass, and the Eagles strike first, leading things 2-0 on the made bucket by Truman Bailey. Bailey leading score for the Eagles at 16 points of ball game. Backcourt pressure applied, Higdon with it. Going to get stolen away by Blake Skowski. 3-1 break now. Darren Hines underneath, leaves it short. Rebound won by Truman Bailey to keep the possession alive. He'll go to left block off the off nothing and no good. Looked like Bailey caught one on the nose. Foul's going to go against Thomas Nickel, and Bailey will step to the line for the free throws. Opie overall, looks like Truman leading the way at 70%. One of the top free throw shooters on the team as Bailey knocks down the first one. Of course, if you're following along on KBOE TV, you can see it, but Thomas Nickel kind of reminded me of Ben Wallace with that 6'6 frame and a full head of hair.
Yes, he does. He does.
Truman Bailey misses the second one. Offensive board to Blake Skowski. He leaves it short. Gets his own board, though. Fires up another one along the right baseline off the glass and good for Skowski. Eagles lead 5-0 just past 40 seconds into this ballgame. Trey Wynn trying to get it in before the five-second violation. He does, but into the hand of an Eagle. That's Garrett Cole on the block. He bangs it off the bottom of the backboard, but will be fouled on the effort. He'll step to the line for two foul shots.
Yeah, the freshmen here tonight, they're going to get a lesson on how they on full-court pressure here by that OP defense and just need to be patient with it.
Cole at the line for two foul shots. Averaging just shy of 10 points a ball game, leaves that one off to the right. Opie averaging 67 points a contest while giving up 32, and they are forcing 23 turnovers a ball game. Second one in the air from Cole. No good, but offensive board to Blake Skowski. It's no good, but he is fouled. We'll see who the foul's against. That's the third team foul now against SEC.
And that's just impressive, those numbers. To win every game by an average of 35 points a game. Impressive.
Nothing but net for Blake Skowski. He's got three now. We're going to have our first substitution of the ball game. Seth Gluey, the 6-foot sophomore, in for the Titans. They do have a victory, an overtime victory. 52-44 is their lone victory, and that came in the Metrazine Valley in their third game of the year. Foul shot good by Skowski. 7-0. Eagle advantage, still in the first minute of play here in the opening quarter. Backcourt pressure applied. They get it into the hands of John Roth. He'll get into the front court. Heavy pressure from Darren Hines. Be trapped in the corner. Saved going out of bounds. Blake Skowski in the hands of Garrett Cole. Up the court we go. Blake Redeker. Breakaway layup. Good. Redeker is just a do-it-all kid, averaging 10, 5, 5, and 4. Then a steal on the inbound by Darren Hines. It's missed. Rebound going to be won by John Roth. Darren Hines will trap him, and then Roth will throw it off the foot of Hines. Hines, limited action this year, obviously breaking his collarbone in the Eagles' playoff run, or actually towards the end of their regular season, and ended up re-injuring it once the season began for basketball. Steal on the inbounds. And up the court we go to Truman Bailey. Bailey off the window and good. And he's got five. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Brian Rand. Opie on top. 11-0, 6:37 to play in the first quarter. Remind you guys that our timeouts all week long brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget and get a second one for only $1. McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Okay, kind of the start that I think many folks had anticipated, but Opie looking very efficient here, not even a minute and a half into this one.
They are. They're just playing terrific. I don't think the ball's ever gotten much farther than half court.
Yeah, they had that one, that previous possession where Blake Skowski stole it away in front of Opie's bench, but that's the only time they've made it past the midcourt line.
Mm-hmm.
Pass stolen away by Garrett Cole in the inbound. His pass will be stolen back by SEC. A nice little crossover by John Roth, but right in the hands of Blake Redeker in a 4-0 break off the glass and good. Inbound into the hands of Trey Wynn. His pass stolen away by Blake Skowski. Underneath the bucket is Blake Redeker, but he was little bit too far committed, and he misses the shot. And Darren Hines is going to pick up his first foul of the ball game. That'll be the Eagles' first. Too much pressure in the backcourt on that.
If Blake would have made that, shot, that would have been one of the plays of the tournament with the save throwing it in right into him.
Another steal in the backcourt by Truman Bailey. He's got seven, and it's 15-0 Opie. Trey Wynn trying to get it in. Going to be a foot race. John Roth winning it, but dribbles it into the scorer's table. Yet another turnover for SEC.
That's number nine. So right now, maybe that's just a little bit of trying to build something positive, Michael, would be just to get the basketball across midcourt. Let's get things going.
Bailey with it at the elbow. Lob inside to Cole on the block. His shot rejected from behind. Now in the hands of Hines. Now Skowski, left elbow. Shot is blocked. But they're going to say Thomas Nickel had too much contact. So fourth team foul for SEC. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Opie on top 15-0. Ball in the air on the foul shot by Skowski. It's good. Blake averaging 13 points the ball game for the Eagles, 7 rebounds. Hank Newton back in the ball game. He'll sub out the two fouled Thomas Nickel. Second one from Skowski, also good. 4-for-4 from the line from Blake Skowski. They're going to be a deep pass looking for John Roth. That's going to be stolen away by Darren Hines. Eagles looking to add to their 17-point advantage, but stolen away by Isaac Higdon. First good look for the Titans, and the shot is off the mark. Rebound to the Eagles. Blake Redeker with it, looking to push. No look pass to Garrett Cole, right baseline. He bangs it off the side of the backboard, but right there is Blake Skowski who misses it. And another offensive rebound to Blake Redeker. Right ring three by Darren Hines. Swish. For our first Cody Thurston Land Agent, three of the ball game. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. 20-0, Opie on top to begin this ball game. Blake Skowski nearly with a steal right to the left of the scorer's table. Dexton Holting for the Eagles, the 5'8 sophomore, getting his first minutes of the ball game. He'll sub out Garrett Cole. John Roth to inbound. He'll find Trey Wynn. Trey Wynn picks up his dribble. Trying to find an open Titan. He does, finding John Roth. He'll cross the timeline. 3:10 gone by, and Roth catches it on the shoulder on the dribble, and it'll be a carry or a double dribble. Back to the Opie Eagles.
But a positive, they got it past the midcourt. They had a chance.
Dexon Holting, right wing, thought about a three. Now up top, Blake Redeker, left side, cutting Darren Hines. Now back out, Dexon Holting, 15-foot jumper is good. 22-0 now, pressure on the inbound. Nearly stolen away, but into the hands of John Roth. Finding the defense, getting behind the defense is Hank Newton. Recovers the pass in the corner. Nice cut by Trey Wynn, but the pass knocked out of bounds by Dexton Holting. Ethan Redeker into the ballgame for the Eagles, the 5'6 junior. Ethan averaging 5 points off the bench. 22-0, Opie leading SEC, 4:16 to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass in from Hank Newton, finding Trey Wynn, but stolen away by Dexton Holting. 2-1 break. Up the court we go to Ethan Redeker. Up and under. Off the window. Good for Ethan Redeker. Halfway through this first quarter. Opie out to an outstanding 24-0 lead, and another still in the backcourt on the inbound. Dexton Holting adds another two.
Yeah, they are showing why they're number one in the state, too.
We're going to have a timeout taken by Brian Rand, who's hands on his hip, just really nothing else he can do. That's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you and remind you that those timeouts this week brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Also remind you guys that many thanks to Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100.
And, Michael, you've seen a lot of these Opie teams over the years. Where would you rank this team with them?
Well, it's just a very deep team. Obviously, you're rolling out five upperclassmen. Skowski, the only lone senior That's a starter, that's a non-senior. But obviously the teams have been able to break through winning back-to-back state champions. Mm-hmm. But I still think that 2003 team or 2002 team that came up just short in overtime to St. Mary's or to St. Mary's Colgan is still probably the top team, at least in recent memory. But obviously Coach Schmidt blessed with just an abnormal amount of talent on his roster the last several years.
Nice look
there for the Titans. Rebound of the Eagles. Up the court we go to Darren Hines. Off the window and good.
Yeah, I remember that that team with Darren Redeker and Joe Reed and that group back in 2003.
Yet another steal for Garrett Cole. Breakaway to Andrew Forker, who subbed out during that timeout. Going to be knocked out of bounds by SCC. Of course, Opie will have get into some Flint Hills League action with Osage City and Linden.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think Linden was talking to some people from Opie. I think Linden probably gives Opie the best look that they may see here in the next couple of games as far as being the deepest team, as far as well-rounded teams
that
they've probably seen that will see here in their halfway through the season. You're going to have a foul on the floor. Looks like it's going to stay with Opie. 2:54 remaining, 28-0. Opie on top. Andrew Forker with the inbound. Dexton Holting, 15-foot jumper in the corner is good. 30-0 our score.
And it's really Opie now going into more of the half-court defense.
But struggles remain for SEC. Mm-hmm. Ethan Redeker at the foul line, finding Garrett Cole and Darren Hines will be bumped down low. Foul's going to go against Hank Newton. That'll be his second. Senior Andon Tiemeyer, 6'1" senior, into the ballgame. He's the son of assistant coach for the Eagles, Derek Tiemeyer. Andon leading the way, or just shy of 30% from three-point land on the season. Dexton Holting, nice drive from the elbow. Leaves it off the back of the rim, no good. Gets his own board, though. Andrew Forker with it on the wing. 2:25 remaining in the first quarter. Ethan Redeker on the wing. Skips it right side to Andrew Forker. Now to Darren Hines. Bounce pass to Andon. Andon off the window and good for his first points of the contest. 32-0 now.
Well, but one thing is everybody's getting into the action for the Eagles. Everybody's coming in seems to be scoring right now.
Dexton Holting with the steal in front of his own bench, looking to push. It's going to be a 3-2 break for the Eagles. Finding Andrew Forker underneath, loses the handle on it. Ethan Redeker will recover right in front of us. Go up top to Andon Tiemeyer, now fires it in the corner left. Corner three by Dexton Holting, no good. Offensive board to Darren Hines. Now Ethan Redeker will be trapped along the baseline, finding Dexton Holting. Andrew Forker will reset the offense. Now Darren Hines, right corner three, is going to be short. Rebound going to be won by Seth Gluey. And a steal in a backcourt by Dexton Holting. Now at the elbow, mid-lane, kicks it out. Ethan Redeker left open, left wing three, short. Offensive board to Andon Tiemeyer. Back up top, Dexton Holting. Now at the elbow, thought about a jumper there. Now out the Foraker. Ethan Redeker resetting the offense, 1:20 remaining in the first quarter. Eagles on top, 32-0. Dexton Holting, bounce pass into Darren Hines, streaking to Andon Tiemeyer from the elbow. Gets it to fall through. Tiemeyer with 4 points off the bench.
Yeah, if your guy's coming in off the bench, you're scoring tonight. You're looking for that ball.
60 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. Opie leading things 34-0. John Roth into the front court. Dribbles into the corner now looking to drive baseline. He'll step out of bounds. It'll be a turnover back to Opie. Brayden Fowler, Nolan Rhodes, Connor Keyser into the ball game for the Eagles. Isaac Higdon and Trey Wynn back in there for the Titans. Keyser and Rhodes, the seniors, Fowler, the 5'10 junior. 45 seconds remains in the first quarter. Fowler with it on the right wing. Looking to drive. Nice pass into Andon Tiemeyer mid lane. Tiemeyer, quick 6 points now. That's 36-0.
Wow. I don't think we saw this necessarily happening. But it just is, isn't it?
And a pass stolen away by Brayden Fowler looking for the breakaway. Now up the court we go to Ethan Redeker. Nice pump fake. That's stolen away by SEC down low. 18 seconds remain. John Roth with it. Roth in the front court now under 10, finding Higdon. Now over to the corner to Tyler Christian, John Roth with it, trying to fire up a jumper at the buzzer that is short. 8 minutes gone by. It's been all Opie in this one. They lead things 36-0. We'll have continued coverage of the 102nd annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KBOE-TV.
Hi, I'm Angela Blankley, a full-time real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. I have over 10 years in real estate experience to offer you. Whether you're selling or buying, I'd love to make your dream a reality. I'm available to help you anytime and will work diligently to make your transaction enjoyable in the professional manner you deserve. Feel free to call or text me anytime at 620-344-6368 to discuss your real estate needs.
Your home isn't just somewhere you live, it's your place. A place where memories are made and where you deserve to feel safe and sound. That's why protecting your home with a roof from GR Roofing is the peace of mind you need. From state-of-the-art stone-coated metal or traditional asphalt roofing to the gutters and downspouts, the team at GR Roofing has you covered. Call Mark Rummel or Todd Griffin today, 344-0661. GR Roofing, your area metal roofing specialists.
Michael Deeker, welcome you back alongside Ken Hansen to William Lindsay White Auditorium. 83rd consecutive year that this tournament has been held in the confines of White Auditorium.
It is home, isn't it?
It sure is, Ken. 36-0, our score. Begin the second quarter, SEC with possession, but they turn it over. That's their 19th turnover now.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of things going right for the Titans, and the Eagles are really showing why they're the number one team in Class 1A, riding a 36-game winning streak. Darren Hines with the elbow, bounce pass to Blake Skowski. Going to be recovered by the Titans. Hank Newton up the court. We go to Isaac Higdon, and just had a little stutter step on his jump step, or jump stop. Colton Sommers in the ballgame for SEC.
Well, that was good effort that time, though, by Newton getting that turnover. And he went on the floor to get it. And so you got to like a kid that when they're down 36-0 going on the floor after a loose ball. That tells me a lot about the kid.
Truman Bailey, left wing three. Then he gets stuck by the backboard in the rim. But an offensive board, though, by Garrett Cole. His putback, no good. But he is fouled, and he'll step to the line for two foul shots. Seth Gluey back to the scores table. He'll sub in next stoppage of play.
That, by the way, is the 10th offensive rebound, too, by the Eagles.
First one for the senior Cole. In the air, short. Awaiting the victor of this contest, the Madison Bulldogs. 60-43 victory. Waverly awaiting the loser of this contest. Foul shot this time good by Cole. That's his first points of the evening.
And how did Opie and Madison go earlier this year, Michael?
Oh, don't put me on the spot with that score, but it was an Opie victory that was close at the half before Bryson Turner's legs kind of went out from underneath him, and Opie was able to pull away for a 25-plus point victory.
Wow.
Darren Hines with the steal in the front court, stolen away, off the window, good on the breakaway for Darren Hines. But that was a Madison lost to Waverly early in the season. Of course, they were without Gavin Ish, so obviously Gavin making a big impact here tonight and helping Madison avenge that earlier season loss.
Definitely.
That's a rematch of last year's championship game.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, with Bryson Turner, though, you'll be playing him on this bigger court. It's going to give him a little bit more room to use his speed, but I think Opie can handle that.
Pass stolen away by Blake Redeker. Breakaway, good. Turner with 32 in that victory over Waverly, as Opie now out to a 41-0 lead. The pass going through the hands of Colton Sommers. Blake Redeker with another breakaway off the window, good. Redeker now with 8, and it's 43-0.
And right now, if you're SEC, you're looking forward maybe to Thursday night when you take on Waverly, because this one is, we don't want to say out of hand, but yeah.
It's well out of hand.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole with a steal, and he'll go nearly coast to coast with a breakaway layup. 45-0 now. Darren Hines with another steal. Up the court we go to Blake Redeker. Breakaway layup. Good.
Blake Redeker.
And that's turnover number 24 so far this half for Southern Coffee County.
Hope he's going to have a full shift change next time out. Trey Wynn trying to find Seth Gluey, stolen away by Garrett Cole. His breakaway layup. Good. 49-0 now. 5:23 remains in the first half. Down the front court, Colton Summers trying to find Trey Wynn. Pass stolen away by Truman Bailey. His breakaway, good. We have a full timeout taken by Brian Rand. 51-0, 5:07 remains in the first half. We'll take a quick 30-second break with him right here on the Country 101.7 FM.
Strength Stability Service at Farm Bureau Financial Services, you can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent in Emporia. I'll help make sure you have the coverage you need, nothing more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Welcome back to Wide Auditorium. Game number 8 of our baseline-to-baseline coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Tournament. These timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and a drink to make it a meal. McDonald's, West 6th Avenue. Many thanks to the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Can you just, obviously that timeout taken by Rand, just trying to get the Titans to just do the little things as best they can.
Yeah.
Each possession is yet another turnover going back the way of the Eagles, and they do have a full shift change in there. So Ethan Redeker, Andon T. Meyer, Connor Kieser, Dexton Holting, Andrew Foraker, now the 5 and the 4 for the Eagles. Connor Kieser finding a streaking Andon T. Meyer, who gets his shot rejected by Thomas Nickel. 4:35 remaining in the first half. Thomas Nickel now with it to Seth Gluey. Seth Gluey to the baseline, off the window, and good. And the Titans are on the board.
And there's some smiles on the Titans bench. It's like, yeah, we scored.
Andrew Foraker, left wing, up top to Dexton Holting. Bounce pass from Ethan Redeker on the wing. Finding Connor Kieser now back out to Ethan Redeker. Right wing three is short. Rebound won by Andrew Foraker. Now Dexton Holting, left corner three. Good. Nothing but net for Dexton Holting for yet another Cody Thurston Land Agent 3 for the Eagles. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
And, Michael, that's the one area where they haven't done well. They're 2 of, like, 8 from 3-point range.
Holting with the steal up the court. We go to Ethan Redeker on the breakaway. Ethan Redeker converts the play, makes it 56-2. Tyler Christian now with it over to Trey Wynn. Back to Christian. Up top, Higdon. Higdon, right side, Wynn. Look to the post to Nickel. He puts it on the floor, and it's stolen away by Andon T. Meyer. Andrew Foraker with it. Into the front court, finding Dexton Holting. Holting up top, Ethan Redeker. Right side, Dexton Holting. Into the post, the T. Meyer. Back out to Redeker. Now Foraker. Now left, right wing three by Dexton Holting. It's off the mark. Rebound to Ethan Redeker. T. Meyer with the offensive board and Connor Kieser fading away, and he will be fouled to the floor by Thomas Nickel, landing hard on his right wrist, getting up gingerly. Connor will step to the line for 2 foul shots.
Yeah, Connor's not coming out. His wrist may be hurting, but the referee's talking to him, but he's like, no, no.
Connor has been driving by my house every day to and from school, as the Opie Hartford Road has been closed.
Oh.
But great news today. I do no longer have to see Connor on a daily basis.
Oh, good.
Opie Hartford Road is open.
All right.
Hey. Always gave him a friendly wave when he was heading to school.
Uh-huh.
A lot of extra traffic out my way, and I'm happy to see it gone.
Yes.
Second free throw missed. Offensive board to Nolan Rhodes. And he gets his first points of the ball game. Everyone getting action or getting some points in the stat book. 59-2 now for the Eagles. Driving on the baseline is John Roth. He'll be fouled underneath. See who it's going to be called on. It's going to go against Connor. Connor Keezer's first, team's third. Opie on top, 59-2, 2:49 remaining. Inbound pass to Colton Summers. His three is short. Rebound to Andrew Foraker. Up the court, nice bounce pass to Braden Fowler. Bangs it off the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds.
And Braden about banged off the backboard, too, underneath there.
Fowler gets a big old grin. Of course, his grandfather, Dale Fowler, a star athlete, star pitcher for Neosho Rapids. Braden, not too bad of a pitcher for South Lyon County as well. Dexton Holting gets tripped up, trying to go for the steal with John Roth. It'll be out of bounds, last touch by Holting.
And Braden Fowler, a nice field goal kicker for the football team.
Absolutely. Jack of all trades, Braden Fowler. Roth, up the court we go to Trey Wynn. His pass stolen away, trying to find Seth Gluey into the hands of Andrew Foraker. No look pass to Dexton Holting, who leaves it short. Offensive board collected by Braden Fowler, his first points of the ball game. So Andrew Foraker, the lone Eagle, to not find the stat book.
Give him time.
Nolan Rhodes nearly with the steal against Trey Wynn. Going to be called for the foul, much too aggressive there for Rhodes. His first, team's fourth. Ethan Redeker and Tiemeyer back into the ball game. They'll sub out Dexton Holting and Connor Keezer. Isaac Higdon, the 5'7 sophomore, back in there for SCC. 2 minutes remains in the first half. Opie on top, 61-2. John Roth, lob inside to Andrew Foraker. Bounce pass up the court. We go to Nolan Rhodes off the glass. Good. ...61-point lead now for Opie. Rhodes getting a hand on the ball as Isaac Higdon dribbles it off his leg and now into the hands of Ethan Redeker. Yet another steal for the Eagles.
Turnover number 32.
But a turnover on the opposite end. SEC stealing some of the Opie's thunder. John Roth, foul line, right side. Christian looking to drive. Picks up his dribble. Back to Roth. Extended high right elbow. It's missed, but rebound to Andrew Foraker. He's looking to push. Right side, Nolan Rhodes, baseline jumper short, follows the shot, getting his own rebound. Up top, Ethan Redeker. 60 seconds remains here in the first half. Fowler steps into a left wing three. It's no good. Rebound tipped around and going to be won by Ethan Redeker, maintaining possession. Andrew Foraker, right side, Ethan Redeker. Bounce pass along the baseline to Rhodes. Rhodes skipped back out. Foraker thought about a three. Will step into the elbow. Kick it back out right side, Ethan Redeker. Now Andon Tiemeyer off the glass and good. Tiemeyer with 8 points off the bench. 65-2 now. Opie on top.
And just about 30 seconds to go in the half.
Isaac Higdon streaking down. Gets it stolen away by Andrew Foraker. It's just a, you know, last game out for SEC, a 102-15 loss to Burlingame. Visiting with Eric West, just said there wasn't a whole lot he could really do on backing his team off, and that's kind of what we're seeing here tonight as well.
Yeah.
10 seconds remains for the Eagles. Ethan Redeker with it at the power E. He's on the right wing. Up top, Andrew Foraker looking to get the final shot in of the half. He'll bang it off the back of the rim. No good. Nolan Rhodes with an offensive rebound, but his putback no good. 65-2 is our halftime score. You've been listening to the 102nd annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KBUET TV. We'll step aside, tell our stats, say hello to our sponsors.
Hartford One Stop is supportive of